You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron Cross-Dressing Alleman.
You know what that sound is right there?
What's that? Tell me.
That's the Hitman smacking balls in the locker room.
No, that's a sound unfamiliar to me for sure. What's up, you crazy motherfucker?
I'm all right, man. How are you doing on this Friday? Beautiful Friday, I should say. I don't know how the weather is in Indy. In Chicago, we got sunshine and maybe the hint of a rainbow.
Wow. Well, it's brisk, I should say. It's a brisk early winter day here. It's probably mid-40s. And I noticed you're not donning a scarf, though. I thought you're a scarf guy. What's up?
I'm telling you, man. The scarf, I can't find it right now. I think the wife hid it from me. I think she hid it. She was mad at me the other day.
You think she's hiding it from you because she senses it's an issue? How often you try to get the scarf on?
Well, worst case scenario, she thinks I look ridiculous and stupid in the scarf, so she's hiding it from me, so I'll never wear it. Best case scenario, she absolutely loves me in the scarf, but maybe she has a new one picked out for me for Christmas, and maybe I'll have my stocking stuffed with a scarf.
Let's hope for that outcome. So get into that, man. You said you and your wife had a little skerfuffle here. What's going on, man? How can I be of help? Let me see if I can dust off my counseling abilities and help to solve things for you and Cindy. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to tell you this right now. First of all,
she's right regardless, but go ahead.
Oh, of course. Of course. She's always right. She's my wife. She's beautiful. And we don't fight a lot, okay? But I think the great thing about when we do have fights is that we've vowed already at earlier time that we're going to work through our bullshit. Like, we never like to just leave it on the table. No one ever walks away. We kind of fight. Sometimes we need to take a break, right? Sometimes you're arguing with somebody, you just can't look at them or you need a minute, but we always go through our stuff. So I really feel, and I really know that this, I think, is kind of like the first fight that we've had that's been due just to the overwhelming stress of the lockdown, the pandemic, COVID-19. And as we were talking and fighting, I'll get into it here. So obviously last week was Thanksgiving, and we had a nice little time. We had a very small family gathering. We kind of talked about that already. And it just so happens that a couple days after Thanksgiving, somebody that we were in contact with tested positive for COVID, okay? So it's, and we're kind of ready for that, right? It's not that big of a deal even nowadays when you hear someone test positive. Most people know someone that's either had it or someone in their family's had it. It's very common now. And I think at this point, we're kind of just like waiting. Let's just, we're probably going to get it. Let's just, go through it, whatever. But what makes it more difficult this week, and I think what kind of started the argument, was that my wife loves her birthday. And she's one of those people, she loves celebrating it, and I think it's awesome. She plans for it, makes some big plans for it. And this was the weekend, meaning tomorrow, that we were all going to go out and rent one of those igloos at the – because, in Chicago, you can dine outside as long as you're like in an igloo or an outdoor tent type thing. So we had a deposit on one of those guys, and there was there's like 9 of us that were going to go out and celebrate with her. So because of this, the responsible thing to do obviously is to cancel, because you have to kind of just assume that if you've been around someone that's had it, that you probably are positive until you get a negative test, right? So we were kind of dealing with that and the fact that her birthday was getting shut down. I was just trying to speak matter of factly on it. Like, well, you know what? This is the situation now. Things have changed and it's COVID. And I know it's your birthday, but we have to kind of just accept the fact that's not going to happen. And what can we do? And, I wasn't sensitive to it. Right. She didn't want to hear that. So we kind of got into it, and this fight, it wasn't even like a throwdown fight. It was just kind of like a, well, this is bullshit type thing. And it lasted around the house for a couple of days. And then we just, you know, we had to kind of come back around and talk through it to get over it. But it's really, I attribute the whole situation just, you know, obviously to COVID and to kind of the crappy way of life that we're all kind of dealing with right now. And I know you kind of understand where I'm coming from when I say that COVID's kind of thrown us for a big loop around here.
Well, I'll tell you, just on my quick assessment, you know, putting on my marriage counseling hat, let me recap what I heard. Cindy's birthday was negatively impacted by COVID. Her birthday is historically a big deal, and you were grossly insensitive to that situation. That's kind of what I picked up, at least. I don't know if, is that accurate?
That's a very accurate way, succinct way to sum up my explanation of what happened. But yeah, thank you. And how much do I owe you for that therapy session, by the way?
Well, we're still on the clock, so we're not.
We're on the clock.
Yeah. So the other thing I'll say, and Cindy, I hope you're out there listening. I know you're one of our three listeners. I want to apologize on Rod's behalf. Having known Rod for as many years as I do, I feel like I'm empowered to do that. And listen, Rod knows he was an asshole. He knows he was in the wrong. He went to bring it up on the show so that he has a louder microphone to basically illuminate what an asshole he's been. Right, Rod?
Exactly. And, thank you. Cindy, this is definitely helping me out. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ron apologizes at the highest possible level, and hopefully you'll find it in your heart to forgive him.
I think she's forgiven me already. We kind of made up last night.
Did you know?
Yesterday, I should say. Don't read too far into that.
Did you know?
I think all is forgiven. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, good. Well, good. Well, yeah, man, it's one of many, you know, we've certainly been faced with similar plights here. As you know, my stepdaughter had about a run-in with COVID. Gavin was quarantined. Luckily, Amanda and I haven't fallen ill, or maybe, you know, in the spectacle of physical shape that you see me in today, I think maybe I'm just, you know, maybe COVID isn't strong enough to take me down. Maybe I haven't. I don't even know it.
You might have. It's probably come and gone through your system already. You just crushed it.
Yeah, I crushed it. Either that, you know, or the level of toxins I'm pumping into my body on a daily basis, it can't survive. You know, it's like putting it through the grinder internally. Nothing can.
I think COVID was like that fly. It kind of it flew around you. It landed on your shoulder, and it's like, holy fuck, what have I done?
I don't want to fucking deal with this. What am I doing?
And he turned around and got the F out of town. That's what I think happened.
About face.
He went back and he reported, and no one else is coming anytime soon. So you are in the clear.
So good stuff, man. Well, listen, I'm glad you're able to air that out, and I'm glad everything is back to normal there at the Casa de Alemán.
Yeah, we're getting back to normal. So now we're just, you know, because it is her birthday coming up. Her birthday, I should tell you, is the 15th. And then my mother is also, she's also was born on the 15th. So two birthdays on the same day. My wife's cousin's
happy early birthday, daughter.
Yeah, my wife's cousin's son. Actually, two of my wife's cousins have birthdays on the 15th. So we have four birthdays. Obviously, aren't going to be able to see everybody. And then my son, Aiden, is the 23rd. My sister-in-law, Chrissy, is the 29th. We like to celebrate Christmas Eve with the wife's family. Christmas Day, we're going to drive over to Indiana and see my mom that day. So, you know, typically that's how it would go. So we're just going to kind of see what's going on. But December is usually a fun-filled month for us. Lots of people to see. So,
you know what, man? And I'm going to give a shout-out to Aiden here. He got hosed, man. I mean, getting the birthday butted up against Christmas, because don't you end up getting – basically one set of presents as opposed to, you know, you gap them out by a half year. Gavin's in June, so he's got a full half year where it can stand on its own 2 feet. But if you're in the month of December, you're basically getting hosed on gifts, no?
I think you're right. A lot of people get hosed. I know my sister-in-law, too, who's on the 29th. She's stuck right between Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, everyone's, like, so busy that time. So I imagine she would have got hosed. Now, the great thing about Aiden is, again, you know, His mom is, you know, Cindy is just so great. And I'm being sincere now, but I mean, she makes it a point.
You weren't being sincere before. Got it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want you to think I'm kissing ass. She makes it a solid point that Aiden does not get hosed ever. So he has a birthday and he has Christmas. So being that his birthday is on the 23rd and we celebrate Christmas Eve on the 24th, it's like it literally is back to back to back. Birthday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. But we've done some things. And I should mention, too, she goes as far as to make sure she buys happy birthday wrapping paper. So he doesn't just get the, oh, screw it, just wrap up his gifts in the Christmas paper. It's happy birthday. It has to be. Or like a happy birthday, you know, gift bag or a birthday card. But my friends will tell you, some of them and the relatives, that when Aiden was younger, when he was like, you know, 5, 6 years old, we had his half birthday. We'd celebrate his half birthday for him. So we'd always throw that in the summertime. Yeah, it was pretty nice. So that would be in the summertime, and we get like the bouncy house. You know, we'd be able to celebrate outdoors. But then what happened is he started basically just having two birthdays. So people would give him double gifts. So now he's getting a half birthday present and a party. And then we do, oh, let's just do like a little cake and ice cream parade on his actual birthday. And then before you knew it, it turned into 15 people coming over, gifts, more gifts, and then Christmas Eve. So it's just a fucking, oh, it's just a free for all. So in contrary to what you were saying about getting hosed, actually he's done quite well for himself. And then, you know, and then as you know, my birthday is right in the middle of summer, right? July 27th is my birthday. And you've been over to a couple of my parties, and we've had some really, really great times.
I think the last party we actually did a little break dancing. I think we had some cardboard out there. We had a jam box. And if memory serves, there was an attempted head spin.
Well, I was attempting to do a hand spin. And I couldn't quite get the body to move on the one hand. But I think, you know, in all fairness, it was just because I had very weak wrists at the time, probably from lifting so many weights.
Yeah, I think you were too swole to do the full head spin, right? I mean, you know.
Hand spin. Yeah. I would not attempt a head spin. Let's get that straight. I don't want any kids out there running around saying Ron told them to do a head spin. So,
do you think if I were to offer you $100 right now?
Yes, I would do it.
Yeah, do a headstand.
I would do whatever you want me to do for $100 right now. One of my friends out there, couple of my friends that I have on a thread, they've offered me $50 to eat if I can eat a Whopper in 2 bites, they would pay me $50, and they keep asking to see it on video. I don't know if I can do it. And I think back in the day, yeah, if you could, I think back in the day, if you just folded it in half and kind of smashed it, you could take a huge bite. You have to really be careful what you do in there. You don't want to die eating fast food. Or if you're going to die eating fast food, you want to take about 40 years, not, you know, 40 seconds.
I want to see that. Is it possible we can see that you rise to that challenge at some point?
I don't think it's possible, man. I mean, I think if you're going to
– how did that conversation come about? How did that challenge get brought forward?
Because kind of interesting. I think when we were living in the house back on University Drive, back in the old Purdue days, that I had done something similar to that when I was like wasted. Like somebody brought a bag of a Burger King home and put it on the counter, and it wasn't mine. And I just reached into it, grabbed a Whopper, and just as fast as I could eat it. Yeah. I just ate it in like 2 bites, basically.
Trying to get rid of the evidence so no one would know.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to eat the Whopper, and then no one even knew, and put the, you know, fold the bag back up perfectly so it looked like nobody was in the bag. And then just be like,
forgot to include it in the order.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, Myers, I think they forgot to include your Whopper. You ought to go back there and get another one. Tell them they forgot it.
That's good stuff, man. Well, listen, man, I'm glad you were able to sort all this out, bro. You know, it's a tough time out there. You know, COVID-19's bearing down on all of us, but we shall persevere and overcome. And, you know, I'm here for you, man. If you guys have any other marital related issues, I'm a phone call away. I'm happy to, you know, get on a Zoom, lay you guys down on the couch, and, you know, get out my pad and paper and take some notes.
You know. Yeah, that makes everything seem so much less stressful. Just knowing that you're there, the safety net, like you're the parachute, basically. I think it takes away my anxiety a lot.
We'll put you
thank you.
We're in the trust tree. We'll be in the trust tree, right? You're the trust tree, the nest.
Yeah, it's safe up there.
It's a little area of trust that we'll build.
I like that.
All right. Yeah, it's soothing, isn't it? All right, man. Well, that'll wrap it up for us here on this Friday afternoon at Two Guys, One Podcast.
Fridays. So, and I should say that this episode is, we're just coming, we want to get together, and it's always great to be with you, Bri. You know, I consider you one of my best friends. And it's always nice to talk to you. And I know we have to cut it short because you do have a real job you got to get back to. Is that correct?
No, this is my, this is it. This is all
this is, this is the job that you have.
This
okay.
is 100% what I do. I don't know what you're talking about. We're supposed to be getting this thing off the ground and starting to make some money. Which, by the way, I have an electric bill coming up. So
yeah, that's fine.
We need to get on that.
No, you, just go ahead and defer that bill. You can defer it.
Let's do it. Let's defer it. Let's defer it to another date. And, you know, that little asterisk you put on the episode makes it sound like you're apologetic. You think we could have done a little bit better here today?
No, I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying it's great, even though that we have very little time, that you're doing a great job of making time for us to get together. So I appreciate it.
We didn't have a fight, Rod. You don't have to butter me up.
You know what? I think this is the time of year, man. In addition to being sweater weather and party season and COVID-19 and scarf time, it's also holiday time, and it's work. You know, the next one is Christmas, right?
Yep. Listen, I forgive you. It's fine.
It is just, it's the season of sharing and forgiving, and I'm getting in the spirit. And you know, and as a side note, I am actually gonna, when I hang up with you right now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go outside and light my grill, and I'm gonna grill my kids some awesome pizzas in the spirit of Christmas, because nothing says Christmas like
grilled
wood,
pizza.
Like wood oven, brick oven pizza, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. I think that's a perfect Yuletide event, man. Let's looking forward to seeing how that turns out, and I look forward to talking to you again next week, my man.
Same here. Have a good one.
All right. Peace, guys.
See ya.
It's two guys, one podcast.